me welcome you once again to Everyday English Listeners. In this lesson, I'd like us to consider other aspects of the grammar of must, which we were not able to cover in the last program. We have noted that an important use of must is for the expression of obligation and necessity. An example of this is,
you must decide which one to buy.
Another use we considered was inference or logical conclusion. An example of this is,
this must be the place where the accident occurred.
In this lesson, I would like particularly to draw attention to the negative use of must when it is used to express these concepts. The normal grammatical rule for negating sentences is by the use of or addition of the word not to the verb or to the auxiliary verb if the sentence contains one. For example, the negation or opposite of
he is a teacher
is
he is not a teacher,
or more colloquially,
he isn't a teacher.
The word not is used here as in the case of most sentences. The position of must in the expression of these concepts is different. The negative of
you must decide which one to buy
is not
you must not decide which one to buy.
Because whereas
you must decide which one to buy
means
it is necessary to decide which one to buy.
You must not decide which one to buy does not mean
it is not necessary to decide which one to buy.
In other words, you must not decide which one to buy does not imply absence of necessity or obligation. A similar problem may be observed about must, an inference or logical conclusion. The negative of
this must be the place of the accident
is not
this must not be the place of the accident.
The sentence,
this must be the place of the accident,
means I can conclude that this is the place of the accident. But
this must not be the place of the accident
does not mean I conclude that this is not the place of the accident. What then are the negative forms of must when they express obligation, necessity, and inference? Let's first consider obligation and necessity, must. To express absence of obligation, we do not use must not, but need not. Thus, the opposite of
you must decide which one to buy
is
you need not decide which one to buy.
You need not decide which one to buy.
Kofi, I think we must decide when to leave. It's getting late.
We need not. There is plenty of time yet.
This means either
we are not obliged to,
or
it is not necessary to do that now.
An alternative way of expressing absence of obligation or necessity is by the use of do not have to.
Kofi, you have to decide which of these two shirts to buy.
I do not have to.
In more informal contexts, need not and do not have to are contracted to
needn't
and
don't have to.
For example,
I don't have to see the bishop.
I needn't see the bishop.
Both sentences can be answers to
you must see the bishop.
You must see the bishop.
No, I don't have to.
Or
no, I needn't.
Now, let's turn to the negation of must when it expresses inference. An affirmative form of must when it expresses inference or logical conclusion is illustrated by this sentence.
He must be joking.
He must be joking. This means, I can deduce or infer that he is joking. And the negative is?
He can't be joking.
He can't be joking. He cannot be joking. The negative of must is can't or cannot, if inference or logical conclusion is intended. Here's another example.
She must be anxious.
The negative is?
She cannot be anxious.
And now a final example.
They must be liberal-minded.
The negative is?
They can't be liberal-minded.
They can't be liberal-minded. That is, from the circumstances, I can infer that they are not liberal-minded. Now we're going to listen to a short dialogue in which all the uses of must we've met are illustrated.
Kofi, we haven't done anything about our invitation to the conference. We have barely 2 weeks.
What must we do you think?
Lots of things. We must send an immediate reply to the organizers, indicating our acceptance of the invitation. This kind of tardiness is unbecoming of an institution like ours. Besides, it must be creating an unfavorable view of us as an institution.
I agree. The impression we have created can't be flattering. The organizing secretary must already be anxious about our silence.
You remember it was we who first suggested the idea of a conference? Our colleagues must be wondering whether we are not developing cold feet.
What must we do now?
Send Joe with a letter to assure the organizers that we will attend.
Must we? We don't have to. A simple email should serve our purpose.
But wouldn't it be more courteous and humane to send one of our junior staff? That should tell our colleagues that we care.
I hope they are not receiving similar responses from other member institutions.
Suppose, for example, that CA Providential and the others have acted like that, and there is no reason to think they haven't. That's why we should lean over backwards to assuage their feelings, which must be sinking.
I share your feeling. But the organizing secretary can't be so disillusioned at this stage as to contemplate giving up. Indeed, he doesn't have to be disturbed.
I would if I were in his position. The organizing secretary must be worried. He must be growing suspicious of us, I would say.
That's an exaggeration, I would say. He can't be suspicious.
We are wasting time. We must act now.
What must we do?
Go to the Transylvania Consular Office.
Must we do that now? Most offices in the city must be getting ready to close by now.
Now, a look at some of the sentences. Kofi asks,
what must we do?
This is an example of the use of must to express necessity or obligation. What are we obliged to do? What is necessary? Here's another sentence containing must to express the same notion.
We must send an immediate reply.
It is necessary to send an immediate reply. We are obliged to. But now listen to this one.
It must be creating an unfavorable view of us as an institution.
The use of must here expresses inference or logical conclusion. The circumstances lead me to conclude that an unfavorable impression is being created. Now, how do we express the negative notion of inference? It's not must not or mustn't, but can't. As in this.
The impression we have created can't be flattering.
The impression we've created can't be flattering. We cannot conclude from the circumstances that the impression is flattering. That's all for now, listeners. Have a good day.